It's Campus Connection with OSU President Burns Hargis for Thursday, September 14th. I'm Kelly Burley. Hi, Burns.
Hey, how are you doing, Kelly?
I'm doing well, thank you. Let's begin, Burns, with CSI OSU style.
Yeah, that's right. Most people probably don't know that we have a School of Forensic Sciences, which is at the OSU Center for Health Sciences in Tulsa. It's a real gem of the university. Our graduate program currently covers death scene investigations, forensic biology, DNA, arson and explosives, all those investigations. It really is kind of a CSI operation. And just this last week, the OSU Board of Regents approved a new doctoral degree program in the school. And so now OSU is only one of three universities in the nation to offer a PhD in forensic sciences. We believe this is going to attract students from all over the country. And there's the shortage of doctoral programs in forensic sciences has really hampered the work of law enforcement agencies and forensic laboratories. So we look forward to Oklahoma State University helping to fill that gap and do our part.
Burns, an OSU academic star is back on campus this week, and it's quite a story.
Yeah, it's a great story. We're really delighted to have our alum Joel Halcombe back in Stillwater. His is a fascinating success story. He was actually working as an electrician when, at the age of 21, he decided to enter college. And he had great success here at Oklahoma State. He was named to a prestigious Gates Cambridge Scholar. And now he is a university professor in England. Joel spoke at last night's Phi Beta Kappa ceremony, where he was initiated into what is considered one of the world's preeminent honor society. OSU did not have a Phi Beta Kappa chapter when Joel graduated, so we've made up for that with this recognition and initiation yesterday.
The competitive spirit is always alive and well between OSU and OU when it comes to sports, but there is also that spirit of collaboration that's alive and well between OSU and OU.
Oh, that's right. Most people really don't realize how much we, the two universities, do together. There's lots of collaboration, and I think for the good of our state. But this is actually a partnership between the OSU Museum of Art and the Fred Jones Jr. Museum of Art at OU to showcase the work of the artist Kiki Smith. We'll celebrate the opening of the exhibition entitled Kiki Smith and Paper, The Body, the Muse, and the Spirit. And it'll be at the OSU Museum of Art on September 21st here in Stillwater. And then on September 22nd, we'll collaborate with OU on an afternoon with Kiki Smith. It'll be a roundtable at the OU Jones Museum in Norman. Smith's work provides her perspective on the female form through selection of drawings, prints, and sculptures. It has been made possible by our OSU alum Bill Golston in New York City, who is the director of the United Limited Art Editions. I also appreciate the leadership of our director of the OSU Museum of Art, Vicki Berry, for getting this exhibition and for collaborating with our friends at OU.
Finally, Burns, it's the KOSU Fall Membership Drive. Hard to believe that fall is almost here, but a very important time for public radio.
Well, it really is, and Ann and I we've got our check in the mail. We're re-upping and actually trying to increase our support, and I hope everybody will do that. KOSU just does a marvelous job in informing Oklahomans all over our state, and it has to have this private support in order to do that. And so I really encourage everyone to join Ann and me and in supporting KOSU.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.